I would now like for our 2012 Secretary Treasurer, Kim Brackett, to give us a financial report. Kim? Is this
okay here? Thank you, Wesley. Oh, dear. Move it down. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a brief report on the Beef Board's financial statements for fiscal year 2012. Let's look at a few significant items in the board's financial statements, starting on page 15 of the Beef Board annual report, which you should have received when you checked in. If not, there's copies available at the table at the back of the room. First, I'll discuss the statements of assets, liabilities, and net assets on page 15. Balances of cash and short-term investment decreased by $527,000 during 2012, which was a 2.7% decrease. The board continues to comply with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service investment policy by investing in U.S. government agency securities with maturities of 1 year or less, as well as certificates of deposit, which are FDIC insured. The weighted average yield of our investments in 2012 was 0.35%, which is slightly higher than the weighted average yield in 2011. Our yield is expected to remain low as the Federal Reserve Bank continues to keep interest rates low to help revive our struggling economy. The board's net assets comprise funds appropriated for future budget expenses, a board reserve, and undesignated net assets. Funds appropriated for future budgeted expenses of $10 million represent funds available for expenditures that have been budgeted at year-end but not yet paid. The board reserve of $4.35 million is established by the board and can be used as the board deems necessary with the approval of USDA. As a practical matter, our reserve is maintained at that level to ensure the Beef Board has funds available to deal with the crisis, pay for a referendum, and/or fund the costs associated with closing down the Beef Board in the event a referendum terminates the beef checkoff. It is not a reserve for dealing with long-term reductions in revenue. The undesignated funds were $4.7 million at year-end. When the FY 2013 budget was approved in early October 2012, $3.7 million of these funds were appropriated for expenditures in FY 2013. The remaining $1 million are available for future budget years. Let's now focus on the statement of revenues and expenses, which is located on the bottom of page 15. Assessment revenues were $42 million during 2012. This amount is consistent with assessment revenue for 2011. At last year's board meeting, we reported that the board's assessment revenues were at the historical low end of our annual assessments. We do not expect this trend to reverse anytime soon based upon the current projections of the U.S. cowherd. Interest revenues were $41,000 during 2012, which is $8,000 less than 2011. Short-term interest rates have continued to be very low, which has resulted in the board's interest revenue for the last 3 years being the lowest in the board's history. Last spring, Weldon and I went with CBB staff to visit the board's primary bank, Commerce Bank, in Kansas City. During our visit, we discussed our investment options with Commerce personnel. The reality is that the board is limited in our investment choices in this low interest rate environment, and it can be difficult for one bank to offer as many investment choices as we require. While we were very impressed with Commerce's operations and they continue to meet the board's unique banking requirement for pledge security, a portion of the board's investment portfolio was moved late in 2012 to another bank in an effort to increase the average investment balance and the related investment income. Since that time, we have been pleased with our investment opportunities and expect that we will see some increase in investment income in 2013 as a result of the strategic change in the way we handle investing your dollars. Other revenues of $96,000 represent late fees on assessments and money returned from contractors. Total revenues were $42.1 million in 2012, which was $48,000 less than the previous year's revenues. Program expenses increased by $1.4 million in 2012, primarily in the promotion, consumer information, industry information, and foreign marketing budget components. These increases resulted mostly from the timing of payments to contractors. USDA oversight expense decreased during 2012. This decrease resulted from the timing of payments to USDA during 2012. The $338,000 decrease in administration expense was the result of a decrease in legal fees, travel costs, general office costs, as well as cost savings from a realignment of Beef Board staff. Finally, the board ended fiscal year 2012 by spending $531,000 more than we collected. This is a result of the timing of payments to contractors. Eventually, the board expends all funds collected except for our reserve. We never spend more than the amounts budgeted and approved by leadership. Moving to the December 2012 financial report, these are in the folders you received when you checked in. There's also extra copies on the back table. Due to time limitations, I'll keep my comments brief on the December financial statements. Through December 31st, the board's assessment revenues were $1 million less than the previous year. This decrease in revenues is the result of a decrease in both domestic and import assessments. Our current projections indicate the board's revenues for fiscal year 2013 will be in line with our budgeted revenue of $39.4 million, which is the lowest budgeted revenue for the board since 1988. As usual, the board will be monitoring assessments closely throughout the remainder of the year. I will be discussing checkoff revenue in more detail later this morning at the joint CBB and Federation meeting. Total expenditures for October 1st through December 31st, 2012, were $347,000 less than the amounts expended in the previous year. This decrease primarily results from the timing of invoices received from the board's contractors. If you have any questions about the audited statements or financial statements, we can discuss them now, or you may contact Catherine Ayers, our Chief Financial Officer, at the Beef Board office. Mr. Chairman, if there are not any questions, I'll turn the program back over to you.